the book Romans, part 33. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What is Your God's Name? Very, very important for the time we're living in, because 99% Protestant and Charismatic doesn't know their God's name. They call him Yahweh and Jehovah and God and Lord, and they don't even know that those mostly are Greek created names for the sun god. Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. Should you require information about the book or have a question or just have something to share, you're very welcome. Contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome, but I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and be able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and families, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you give us at least have a 611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, at hand, a pen and a notepad. Hallelujah. Very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any of the following churches, people, organizations. Any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Roman Catholic Church, Protestant movements. We are not a church or a denomination. We are not anything. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning through the internet worldwide. Hallelujah. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1816 version, which was created by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, which was mainly a 1611 King James Bible, which he actually brought in all the ancient original Hebrew sacred names. According to the Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing to you. In the name above every other name, the name Yafashua, we are to continue where we left off yesterday. The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 11. Now it continues to say that there is no respect of person. Meaning, whether you are a Jew who are circumcised, keeping the Sabbath and the laws of Moses, keeping the different feasts, or you might even be a Gentile, having none, worshipping pagan gods, or just be a Christian and worship what the church taught you. There's no respect of person. We need to understand that Yahushua came for Israel first. 2 years of his ministry was only to the nation of Israel, and from the time that he spoke to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, from there up till today in 2026, he is still ministering to us who were Gentiles, who became part of the bride of Yahushua. through repentance and immersing in the name of Yahushua for the remission of our sin. Acts 2 verse 36 to 42, where he says we need to be immersed in the name. He says repent. First repent. Must never forget it. First we need to repent. Turn away from our sinful ways. Excuse me. And then we need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua. And on that day, 3,000 souls were immersed in the name of Yahushua. There's no respect of person. It's not whether I'm rich. And that's why the Bible says in Galatians 3:26-29, it says, those that were immersed in Yahushua have clothed them with Yahushua. There's no Greek, no Gentile. Listen, no respect of person. No Greek, no Gentile. Jew. No Greek, no Jew, Gentile, no Christian, or Gentile, or Jew, man or woman, but we are all one in Yahushua, and according to his promises, part of Abram's promise. Hallelujah. There's no respect of person. Now he says in verse 12, for as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. They're talking those that lived in the time of Moses after they departed from Egypt in the next 170 years where the 613 laws of Moses was the foundation of the law. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many have sinned in the law, the 613 laws of Moses, shall be judged by the law. It is in the Amazon. There's people living in the Amazon that has never seen a civilization. They hunt monkeys and birds and set traps for a wild hawk and whatever. How is that person going to be judged? He's never heard of Jesus Christ or Yahushua. He's never heard of 613 laws of Moses. He's never heard that there's grace and salvation. He worships a stone. Through tradition. Also, he worships the animal that he slaughters. He worships nature. So by which law is he going to be judged? What will you say? By the law of nature. The law by which he lived will judge him. Verse 13. For not the heavens of the law are just before Yahweh Almighty or God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Did you hear what the scriptures say? For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh Almighty. With other words, it's going to save them. But the doer of the law, the one that does the law, the 613 laws which is there. You can't just come and be circumcised and pay your tithes and keep the feast and the Shabbat and keep the Pesach. No. You will be judged by the whole 613 laws of Moses. Everyone shall be judged by the law it chooses to follow. That's how easy it is. Verse 14. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, look at my fingers, of Moses. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law of Moses, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, have not the law, are a law unto themselves. Do you understand what is written here? That person in Amazon, he has no laws. He's living according, he has no biblical laws. He has no government that gives him laws. He lives by the law of nature. What is going to judge him? This scripture says, the law of nature. The Israelites that went through the desert for 40 years, and after that, up to 1,070 years, when the 613 laws were made null and void because of its unprofitableness. Hebrews 7 verse 18. This is what Hebrews 7 verse 18 says. The laws was made none. That 613 laws was not even recyclable. There was a new law. The law of grace. Yahshua's laws. The two kingly laws. We as Yahfis, as part of the bride of Yahshua, by which are we going to be judged? By the two laws. The kingly laws. Here, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must serve him with your whole heart, your mind, your soul, with everything which he needs. And you must love your brother like yourself. In that hangs humanity. In that, or let me say, those two laws contains eternal life in a new law. Not by the blood of animals, which is sacrificed yearly, and by a high priest who had to offer for his own sins every year, but through the redemption blood of Yahshua that makes us kings, sons, and priests of Father Almighty while we live on earth today. What is judging me today? There is churches, Protestant churches today, charismatic churches, that preach that we shall all bow before Yahweh Almighty at the throne of judgment. We can't. It's impossible. For the sinners and the atheists and the Antichrist people, yes. But as part of the bride of Yahshua, no. Why? We are living in the law of the Ruach HaKodesh, where the Bible says Yahweh doesn't live in temples made by hand. It says your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He lives in every one of us. So if we are about to stumble or fall, immediately the Ruach HaKodesh will return, will remind you. He says, hey, what are you about to do? He will stop you immediately in your tracks. What do we do? Immediately we confess, Father, I nearly blew up everything I lived for. I nearly messed up. And that's why the Ruach must be active in our lives. It's keeping us, it's teaching us, it's guiding us, it's leading us. So we are judged by grace. Today, in 2026, daily, we don't wait for a white throne judgment, Revelation 20 verse 11. No. Or when I die, suddenly I appear before God Almighty sitting on the throne with the angels. No. The guy on the cross, that he went through any judgment, or was he taken to paradise? The one that was there with, there were two of them with Yahshua on the cross, with the one on the right hand side. Did he have to bow before Father Yahweh and confess his sins? No, he was on the cross with Yahshua, and he accepted it, Yahshua, as his Savior and his Redeemer. And what has happened? He obtained eternal life up to the fourth heaven, paradise. He didn't have to confess any sins. He was taken with Yahashua, because the Bible says sin cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. No sin. So he had to obtain eternal life. While he was hanging on the cross, he accepted that Yahashua as his Redeemer and his Savior. So what do we do? For them, for when the Gentiles which have not the law of Moses do by nature the things containing in the law, these have not the law, are a law unto themselves. With other words, today we do not live under the 613 laws of Moses. We live under grace, the law of grace, redemption grace, by the supernatural power and the blood of Yahashua. We are made anew. We live in a law of redemption grace, a gift which Yahweh has given unto us through his Son, a law unto ourselves. Everybody lives under one or another law. This is a law for, there is a law for everyone. Even the atheists, the pantheists, the evolutionists, they can run, but they cannot hide. They can run, but they can never hide, because they were going to be judged by their lives that they lived. And that's what Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahashua, made sure crossed their paths, so they can never say it, they did not know. They have internet, they have the Ruach HaKodesh, they have the opportunity to repent and turn to Yahashua. Now, until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.